what does it mean to you that there are so many guys that are still in the league that are here today and that learn from you and that they're going to carry on your legacy and all the things that you taught to them for the coming years?
You know, that's really how I see the NFL and how players should be. You should be able to pass something along and, you know, teach guys how to be a pro and how to practice and little things like that. I mean, that's what I learned from Rod Smith, John Lynch, and, you know, Dell Green early in my career. Those guys taught me what it was to be a pro, and that's all I hope guys say about me. Did I teach them something, how to be a pro, how to practice, whatever it may be? I just hope I rubbed off in a good way on a lot of guys, and, you know, only they could tell you that.
Champ, watching the video just now, they showed that interception against the Patriots. That one, I think, to a lot of people in this room, stands out.
Yeah.
Where does that one stack up? What do you remember about that one?
Well, that's definitely one of the greatest moments in my career because of when it happened at home in the playoffs. You know, it changed the game at that moment. I mean, I would never say that back when I was playing, but at that moment, that flipped that game. You know, it was a big point swing at that time. We got to the championship game after that, gave us a shot at the Super Bowl, or going to the Super Bowl. And, you know, it was definitely one of the best memories I had. A lot of guys that were on that team is sitting right up here.
Champ Gearlift, I'm just curious what happens now for you, and will the football be a part of it in some way?
More than likely, football will be. You know, this game it gives a lot of people opportunities. And whether I'm playing or not, there's still opportunities within this game. So I'll, you know, explore the opportunities out there and see what I want to do. You know, but right now I'm taking it easy, enjoying some time off and not having to wake up every morning being sore. So that feels great right now.
Champ, you and Peyton are both SEC bred.
Yeah.
What do you remember about him as a kid player, and what does longevity mean to you in terms of greatness in yourself or any other player?
Well, not a lot of people could say they got one up on Peyton, but he kicked our butt in college 3 years straight that I was there, so not great memories, but one thing I do have is one interception, no touchdowns ever. Right, Peyton? Yeah, okay. So I got one on him, and I don't think there's a way he can get me back, right? But he was definitely one of the great ones. Always knew he'd be playing as long as he wanted to, so I just glad I had the privilege of being one of his teammates.
Yeah, Champ, just go back to the trade, which is probably why you're here today. Mm-hmm. You know, how big was that moment for you? And what do you remember about it? Some of your memories about how it all went down?
You know, I was baffled, to be honest with you. It was one of those times I was at really entering the prime of my career. I went to 4 Pro Bowls as a Redskin my last 4 years there, and I never imagined that I would leave that place. But it was just never in their plans to keep me around. But, I mean, they pretty much laughed in my face. But I don't blame that on the organization whatsoever. You know, they were great to me while I was there. People were great. I mean, there were times I missed it when I first got here. But, you know, this place makes you forget about all the bad stuff real quick. So I'm glad it happened. You know, it was surprising, but I'm definitely glad it happened.
Champ, all your time here, but how special is it that the last game you played here was winning the AFC Championship and you were on the field?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was special. You know, I enjoy every moment for that moment. And regardless of what happened after that, that moment was special to me. And I'll never forget it. I mean, I won the biggest game you can win on your home field. So it definitely felt good. I never forget it. You know, it'll be something I'll talk to these guys about in the future, you know, those great memories. But, you know, hopefully this year they don't come up short. Well, I'm going to say we because I feel like I'm still part of this. So I hope we don't come up short this year.
Champ, what did it feel like to walk out on that field and have all these wonderful Bronco fans cheer for you? What was that like?
It felt great, man. There were people on that field. Are you talking about the AFC Championship game or just on the field in general? Okay. I'm still stuck on that. It felt good because one thing I knew is every game was going to be sold out. I mean, they've been selling out games here since I got here, I know, so even longer than that. So it was great because the atmosphere is good. People hate playing here, the altitude. The environment is perfect for the NFL. And definitely if you want to be a Bronco, it's definitely the best place to play because of the home field advantage. And our fans are bar none the best in the game.